everyone, and welcome to this Fun Music Company virtual seminar on the subject of how to make choir rehearsals fun. Here at the Fun Music Company recently, we've been busy compiling a brand new product called Fun Warm-Ups for Choir. And while we were compiling this project, we came across a very passionate expert choir trainer who I'd like to introduce to you today. This person is a very special lady. She has over 30 years' experience of teaching choirs of all ages. She's taught in schools, churches, community groups with adults and kids, and she really knows this topic, which you're about to experience firsthand. Her name is Carol Troutman Wiggins, and she comes from Belmont, North Carolina. What really impresses me about Carol, and this is why I've asked her to come and chat with me today, is that when we decided here at the Fun Music Company to compile a collection of choir warm-ups, Carol submitted not one or two of her best ideas, but at least 40 or 50 of her best warm-up songs, each with their own character, flavour and actions, which all have a specific place and purpose in choir training. It was really enough for a whole book on its own. So today I'm here to pick her brain, so to speak, and find out from her 30 plus years of tips and tricks on what to do when you're standing in front of a choir to make choir rehearsals productive, musically fulfilling, and most of all, fun. So what we've done is distilled Carol's ideas down to 10 tips for making choir rehearsals fun, which you can download as a PDF document below this interview. So print out these notes and follow along as we talk through the ideas. It will jog your thoughts and you'll be able to think about which ideas are suitable for you in your teaching situation. Look, firstly, I wanted to just really thank you today, Carol, for doing this chat with me. And I wanted to thank you for the amazing amount of warm-up songs that you've contributed to the choir warm-ups book that we've recently all been working on together. It's looking exciting.
It is. I was excited working on it for you. I did those in about 2 weeks, just constant. One just kept coming right after another.
Yes.
And it was really a fun thing to work on.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I tell you what, when it comes to choir training, and this is why we've found it really important to talk to you today, from the warm-up songs that you've presented in the ebook, the many, many warm-up songs that we really didn't expect with the book, you seem to know every trick there is to motivate your choirs and what makes them, and really that makes you uniquely qualified to be the person that I'm talking to you right now about choir warm-ups and how to present them to your groups. I have to say that I'm really looking forward to unveiling the secrets and ideas that you've accumulated. Now, I think, is your career about 30 years?
Yeah, I started when I was right out of college, which was 1980.
Yes.
I had my first choir actually when I was in college, and that was an adult choir. Didn't have any idea of what I was doing, but
yes.
You know, you learn over the years what works and what doesn't work.
Yes, yes. And so this is going to be fantastic for the teachers listening out today, because they can tap into your 30 years of experience, and you've done, I mean, major study in choir too, from what I've just checked out a little bit here and there about what you've done, but it seems like you've done study previously in choir training as well.
Yes, I've done that in sacred music also.
Fantastic. So as a choir trainer in this one session, they'll be able to tap into your 30 years and all that training and share with music teachers everywhere. So it is very exciting to get together with you today, Carol, and thank you.
Well, thank you for asking.
Let me start off by asking a very obvious but important question, which is, just why is it important to have a fun choir rehearsal?
Well, a dear friend who taught me how to cook, her name was Eva, she was in one of the songs about the little lady who snorted when she sang, or whenever she, not sang, but when she laughed.
Yes.
She was a magnificent cook.
Right.
And I asked, what was her secret to that? And she said, well, I use canned and boxed items just like everybody else, but she always added something special of her own to whatever item it was, so that it was different from everybody else's. And people always complimented her on her food and kept coming back for more. And she never, they never really knew what her real secret was, which was just to add something to it, anything that would go along with it. And that's what I'm trying to do with the music and with the warm-ups. If it starts to get stale a little bit, or you don't know exactly what to do, just add something, add a hat, add a costume, just add one little word or something to it just to make it a little bit different.
Mm.
You also want something that the choir members are going to remember, and you want them to keep coming back for more. Mm. They should be involved in this learning process rather than just sitting on the sidelines. And so that's why I like to have a lot of involvement with movement and costumes and just different little things that make what we do just a little bit different. Mm. And that's going to enhance their learning and their enthusiasm.
Mm.
And if it's drudgery, they're going to hate it and not want to do it. So we have to do something to keep it exciting.
Mm. So, and also you're not just creating a choir rehearsal, but you're creating a memory by the sounds too.
Right. Right, something for them to remember and something for them to crave and want to come back and do more because it's different.
Yes, yeah. Look, I understand that today some people listening to us, Carol, will be brand new choir trainers without the experience that you've got. Carol, could you just briefly run through for the new choir trainers out there what the importance and advantages of warming up a choir is as opposed to just jumping into the songs that they're working on?
Well, as most choir trainers know, normally the voice is not usually ready to jump right into a song, especially if the song has really low notes or really high notes. You can damage your vocal cords if you're not properly warmed up, and a lot of people don't really understand that.
Mm.
And your voice will become tired very quickly. But just like an Olympic athlete warms up for a race or a training event, so should a singer or a group of singers warm up always before singing.
Mm.
For instance, if a runner takes off running without stretching his muscles, he's going to get a sprain or a tear in that muscle. When you warm up, that makes the group perform better. It enhances their singing range and can make it a lot of fun for them. It keeps them enthused about coming to choir before, therefore helping them to enjoy the music. Consistent daily warm-ups develop and keep the voice in shape. And I consider them to be more important on a regular basis than the song itself. You have to keep going with your warm-ups.
Yes, and you're saying just as a runner would not just jump into a running race, you have to warm up for it, and you know, you wouldn't expect your body to be able to do that, so why should we expect our voices to do that? Is that what you're saying?
Right, because the voice is also like a muscle. You have to work it, you have to train it, and that's the only way you can get excellent results from your voice, by taking care of it and training.